Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to discuss 7 natural ways to enhance your mind using substances called nootropics. So stay tuned. What's going on, everybody? So today we're going to discuss nootropics. Okay, perhaps you've heard of that term, perhaps you have not. So let me define it. A nootropic is a term used to describe so-called smart drugs or smart supplements, right? These are substances that can help improve one's cognitive function. According to a 2016 study in evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine, nootropics can improve memory, alertness, creativity, and attention, right? So who does not want more of that? While there are prescription drugs on the market that are also considered nootropics, many prefer a supplement instead, right? Which may actually be a better and safer option to optimize one's brain performance. It goes without saying that in today's competitive world, whether you're a student or working full time, many of us are searching for a way to keep the brain strong and hopefully help us to prevent age-related progressive conditions and diseases like Alzheimer's disease, dementia, Parkinson's disease, and just simple brain fog and some occasional memory loss. So pharmaceutically speaking, drug-wise speaking, the nootropics that some of you might be familiar with that are used to help improve memory and alertness include amphetamines, right? So this includes Adderall, Ritalin, and perhaps Vyvanse and other prescription medications that are frequently used for attention deficit disorder. Also, there's a drug called modafinil or Provigil, which is frequently used to help treat sleep apnea, narcolepsy, and even those who have a shift work sleep disorder due to working graveyard or perhaps a schedule which 1 week or two you're working during the days and the next week you're working graveyard shift, right? However, it's important to note, right, that these drugs are not without their side effects. They may increase one's nervousness, cause heart palpitations, cause insomnia, and even raise one's blood pressure, which potentially medications such as amphetamines can actually increase risk of stroke, especially because it can raise the blood pressure. So again, if you're on that medication or any of these medications that have been prescribed by a physician, make sure your blood pressure is being checked regularly. So obviously natural substances for the brain have become more increasingly popular over the last several years. Again, primarily out of concern for side effects and possibly even a higher cost of the pharmaceutical drugs, right? Especially when you factor in the fact that you have to go in for regular office visits. So many choose the more natural approach. In total, there have been about 20 different natural nootropics identified. However, in this podcast, we're going to discuss about 7 of them only. And if you click on the link to my article in the description, you'll be able to see a couple of the other ones that I've left out of this podcast. So the first nootropic we're going to talk about is called artichoke extract. Okay, the artichoke is a plant that most of us are familiar with. It's rich in antioxidants, has numerous health benefits. It's actually related to both daisies and sunflowers, right? Obviously, we do not eat those plants, but artichoke is a cousin to those common plants. Ironically or interestingly, the artichoke's largest producer worldwide is Italy, followed by Egypt, Spain, and even Argentina. Okay, numerous studies have shown that artichoke has anti-cancer properties and can also help protect the liver from toxins. This herb or this plant is traditionally grown in the Mediterranean countries. Its consumption can be traced back to the Greeks and the Romans thousands and thousands of years ago. Right, artichoke extract, which is the supplement form, is rich in what's called caffeoloquinic acids, flavonoids, and luteolin, which are antioxidants that all have brain-enhancing properties. A 2018 study in the journal called Neurochemical Research showed that luteolin, which is in artichoke, could help reduce inflammation of the brain and help preserve memory and brain function. So again, artichoke extract can be purchased as a supplement at your local health food store or online. The second nootropic that we're going to discuss is known as Bacopa monnieri. And again, the spelling for this will be in the description. Bacopa, as I will call it from here on out, traditionally has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for its memory-enhancing benefits. Bacopa has become more frequently used over the last decade outside of India, which is where Ayurvedic medicine is primarily practiced, due to its studies showing that it's effective overall in helping the brain. An example, a 2012 study in evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine concluded, and I quote, that Bacopa can improve attention, cognitive processing, and working memory, close quote. So this may actually be a good supplement for college students. In addition, a 2012 meta-analysis, right? And a meta-analysis is a study which basically includes a whole bunch of other studies, concluded that Bacopa monnieri has the potential to improve cognition, particularly speed of attention, close quote. And then similarly, a 2016 study concluded that a statistically significant improvement was seen in tests relating to cognitive functions in those who use Bacopa monnieri. So again, this would be great for college students or anyone else who simply wants to improve their memory. The third nootropic that many may be familiar with is ginkgo biloba, right? This tree is one of the, or this tree leaf, I should say, is one of the most studied herbs and is believed to have brain-boosting benefits. Since 2008, more than 1,700 scientific studies have been conducted on ginkgo biloba. And it's, ginkgo is actually considered by some to be a quote, living fossil. And the reason it's called that is because it's been found in rock layers dating back 270 million years, assuming that the dating is correct. And the leaf as we see it today is almost identical to the leaf that is believed to, or to the leaves that were believed to be, have been fossilized almost a quarter of a billion years ago. Right? This herb is native to China, and it's frequently taken by those with memory issues, including Alzheimer's disease, to help improve mental sharpness overall. A 2014 study in phytomedicine concluded that ginkgo biloba could be helpful and improve memory in those undergoing conventional treatment for Alzheimer's disease. In addition, a 2017 study showed that those with dementia, behavioral, and psychological symptoms were improved when given ginkgo biloba. And last but not least, there was a 2018 study. And again, the sources for this, simply click on the link in the description and you can find the sources for all these studies based on the article that I've written. A 2018 study demonstrated that ginkgo biloba helped protect the hippocampus, which is part of the brain involved in both short-term and long-term memory formation. Helps protect the brain from oxidative damage. Initially, and I remember this is something that they used to warn us physicians, many were concerned that ginkgo may increase one's risk of bleeding. A lot of patients are still advised to stop taking it, this herb, prior to any elective surgeries. However, a 2011 study in the Journal of Pharmacotherapy, again, which evaluated 18 studies as a whole, and included 1,900 adults, showed that there was not an increased risk of bleeding when ginkgo biloba was taken. Therefore, it is generally considered as safe. The fourth nootropic, right, is called Gotu Cola. That's G-O-T-U, cola, not to be confused with like Coca-Cola or cola is K-O-L-A. Okay, Gotu Cola is also known as Centella Asiatica, or Asiatic pennywort. It's a green leafy herbal vegetable commonly consumed throughout Asia. It's related to carrots, parsley, and celery. And the go-to cola herb is rich in antioxidants, vitamin C, and even B vitamins. It is used in traditional medicine for wounds and to help promote lactation in women who have newborn babies. It has also been called the herb of enlightenment, and its use is described in ancient Ayurvedic Indal medical texts going back thousands and thousands of years. According to a 2014 study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, caffeoloquinic acids are the main ingredient found in Gotu Kola, and I think I'm probably mispronouncing that word, but it's caffeoloquinic acids. Again, this is the main ingredient found in Gotu Kola, can help to protect the brain against amyloid deposits, which are believed to be the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Additionally, a 2017 study in Neuroscience Letter also showed that Gotu Kola can improve the nerves of the brain and help to preserve memory. So again, a very important nootropic to potentially add to your daily supplement regimen. The fifth nootropic, now this one's been getting a lot of attention the last couple of years. It's known as turmeric, or turmeric, as some people will call it. Also known as curcuma longa and or Indian saffron. It's a rooted plant of the ginger family, often consumed for its anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and digestive health properties. I frequently recommend this to patients, primarily for arthritis, but have been doing so more recently also for memory preservation. Curcumin is the main chemical found in turmeric, right? It's believed to provide many of the health benefits of the turmeric plant. While turmeric has been used as a spice to enhance food for over 4,000 years, the plant has played an important role in medicine, right? And again, as mentioned, it continues to be researched and used as an alternative medicine by many, not only MDs and osteopathic DO doctors, but also by many alternative and holistic and naturopathic doctors. And it's used for many injuries and inflammation and chronic diseases. Matter of fact, Dr. Dale Bredesen, of UCLA, who is the author of the 2017 book, The End of Alzheimer's, which again, I highly recommend if you or someone in your family has Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Bredesen takes a very holistic approach. She's a medical doctor from UCLA. He takes a very holistic approach to help improve memory and in some cases, it appears to even reverse Alzheimer's. So you want to check that out. But he considers turmeric a very important part helping to improve the symptoms of both dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Many scientific studies show proof of its usefulness. One study specifically showed that turmeric may play a role in decreasing amyloid plaque and buildup. Again, it's the buildup of this amyloid plaque, which is believed to be the main cause of Alzheimer's disease. A 2017 study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease concluded that turmeric could play an important role in preventing memory loss. Personally, I'm very excited about this herb and the role in helping to prevent mild cognitive impairment and even Alzheimer's disease. I think this should actually be probably one of the most high up on your list of herbs and supplements that should be taken. Again, this one, however, may increase risk for bleeding potentially. Although I've not found any good studies on that, but if you're taking other blood thinners, aspirin or anything for Coumadin or any of the other newer blood thinners, consult with your physician prior to taking. Usually we'll recommend most people take 500 milligrams on the low end once a day or even up to 2000 milligrams per day for optimal benefit. But again, if you're on blood thinners, talk to your physician first. The sixth nootropic that I'm excited about is Panax ginseng, right? Or ginseng as it's normally referred to. Has a great number of medical conditions for which it is taken. The origins of Panax ginseng go back to Korea. It's been used for over 2,000 years. Also grows in areas of China and Siberia. Panax ginseng is considered the best form, and it should not be confused with American ginseng or even Siberian ginseng. The Panax ginseng is the one that has the most health benefits and studies to support it. the it's in a study published in the Journal of Ginseng Research. Researchers had one group take this herb, while the other group was given a placebo pill, or basically a fake sugar pill. After a two-week period, the group taking the ginseng had significant improvements in their cognitive function. In addition, a 2015 study in the Journal of Ginseng Research concluded that it could also help prevent brain deterioration. So again, those who want to increase and improve brain function and alertness may benefit from taking this. It's also available in a tea, as a food spice, and also as a supplement. So again, check with your local supplement store or go online. The last nootropic that I'm going to discuss is called xanthine. Okay, that's X-A-N-T-H-I-N-E, xanthine. This is a word that you're probably not familiar with, but chances are that you consume xanthines on a daily basis, or have at least had them before. And specifically, an example of a xanthine is caffeine, right? Most of us love our coffee. And if you haven't listened to my podcast on coffee, I did that about a month or so ago, so you may want to go back and listen to all the health benefits of coffee. But caffeine is a form of a xanthine. Obviously, most commonly consumed in coffee, tea, colas, which I do not recommend, and even dark chocolate. Scientists refer to caffeine as an adenosine receptor antagonist, right? Big fancy scientific word there. Basically, which when it's activated, or when it does its job that it's supposed to do in the brain, it can help improve one's concentration, energy, and alertness. A 2010 study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease showed that caffeine also reduced the risk of Parkinson's disease, while a 2012 study in the same journal showed that it could help reduce dementia. So again, make sure you are, perhaps drinking your cup of coffee. If you don't normally do so, there are some health benefits to it. Obviously, adding a lot of sugar to it, or creamer, which has a lot of sugar in many cases, kind of reduces some of that health benefit. So you may want to be minimalist when it comes to that. All right. So just to kind of sum it up, right, we've discussed 7 different nootropics. A couple other ones that I did not discuss include something called forskolin and also L-theanine. You can read about more information about those by clicking the link in the description. Obviously, I don't want to think that simply taking supplements is the answer to increasing your brain function and your memory. It's very important that one consume a diet rich in colorful fruits and vegetables, right, which have tons and tons of antioxidants. Routine exercise is also probably one of the most important things that we can do for brain health, whether it's walking 30 minutes a day at a fast pace, trying to get at minimum 150 minutes per week. This is crucial to increasing a chemical in the brain called BDNF, brain-derived neurotropic factor. And studies have shown that this chemical is most produced in by exercise, and this chemical, or this protein in our brain, can actually help create new nerve cells, new connections, and help our neurons to communicate with one another more efficiently, in essence helping to reduce risk of dementia and help improve our working memory, right? And obviously it's important avoiding environmental toxins as well, trying to consume foods that are organic when appropriate, and trying to minimize exposure to pesticides, and minimize use of chemicals around your home, such as Roundup, which is a weed killer. This is extremely, extremely important. And there's some evidence, a lot of evidence actually, about the dangers of this. But I think it's going to, there was a big lawsuit recently, and where a gentleman who came down with a lymphoma believed that the glyphosate, or the active chemical in Roundup, was responsible. He had something like a $280 million judgment in his favor against Monsanto, the company that makes Roundup. So again, listen to my prior podcast. I talked about this in more detail. Also, I think it's important to make sure that we avoid repetitive negative thinking patterns, right? And this is also very important as we attempt to achieve a more balanced mind. Too many of us constantly are beating ourselves up, saying a lot of negative words and things to ourselves, which most of the time are not true. I frequently tell my patients who tend to have a more negative mindset to not believe everything they think about themselves. And it's important for us to be optimistic and to realize that, you know, we have choices and abilities and decisions that we can make every day. And those can help improve our quality of life. And the things that we do today will have a significant impact on our tomorrow, next week, and even the next decade. So make smart decisions today and go forward. All right. Thank you and God bless.
Disclaimer, this podcast is not intended to provide a diagnosis, treatment, or medical advice. Opinions by Dr. Madrid are for informational purposes only. Please consult with your physician regarding your situation, as each individual situation will vary.